Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Episode 20.
Hello, everyone. I'm SJ.
And I'm Naomi.
This is Baby Name Envy. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for sending in your baby name dilemmas. What we really want to do is help you find the perfect baby name. We absolutely love names. We have dedicated our podcast to all the dilemmas that we get sent in every single day. I've been doing YouTube for about 4 years, giving name ideas out. This week, Nay, we've got three sisters who all love the same name.
Oh, that can easily happen.
We got triplets, which obviously I've absolutely loved doing. We've got somebody who has on her third name now, third baby, and never really loved her first two.
Oh no.
And really wants to kind of get hit by lightning.
Yeah.
And also somebody whose gender has changed. They were told the baby was one thing and it's wrong.
And it's changed.
It's changed. Now she's like, I'm totally stuck so now because she's having to rethink everything.
Yes.
So we're in episode 20. We've absolutely loved doing the podcast. If you ever want to get in touch with us and have your dilemma on, it is sjstrum@yahoo.com or Baby Name Envy over on Instagram. I've absolutely loved having my sister join me.
Oh,
and I was
thinking
today, Nay, we could test our sister bond to the max.
To the max.
To the max with...
Bring it on.
This very simple game that I've made out of paper.
Oh yeah. I saw you cutting something up. In fact, she was cutting something up a minute ago. She went, I took these scissors from your kitchen.
From your house.
And actually, I just thought you'd better put them back.
I know, she will.
Hold
well.
Them
she
safely.
Very, were those your show scissors? Naomi has the type of house where there's a show soap and a show towel that you're not allowed to use.
Oh.
Probably the show scissors. So... this game is inspired by the game Mystic, where you have to try and say the same answer to the question. So this is how it works.
Oh my
I've
goodness.
Got one piece of paper that says SJ's favourite, one piece of paper that says Naomi's favourite.
Right.
And then there's going to be four name questions which are folded up. So say, for example, it says SJ's favourite name from someone from Take That.
Right.
Then we go 1, 2, 3.
Mark
Owen.
Oh.
Yeah, or both if you want to be, you know, Mark Owen, I love you more than she does.
Yeah.
So that's how it works. So yeah. I will ask a question and we have to say the same answer.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it?
Kind
so,
of.
So I don't know. So we'll do one each as four. So we'll start
with... I hope
with,
we are psychic.
I don't reckon we're going to be, but let's see. They're tough questions.
Oh, could they have just been that level?
Yeah, exactly. No, I've gone a bit wild. Okay, so I'm just doing some very...
you're doing again. Some very basic shuffling.
I don't even know why.
That's
I don't
like
even
my
know
crappy
on them.
Shuffling that I can't
right.
shuffle.
Right, SJ's favourites. I'll read out this and then you can read it. Then. Oh, SJ's favourite name from her own kids.
Oh, God.
First and middle spots for my children, which is my favourite out of all of them.
I'm just thinking of one of them. I'm just going to say their name.
Yeah, but it can be... So I've got Frederick, David, Finn, Barnaby, Boo,
yeah.
Evelina Blossom. So one of those seven names, which yeah. is my favourite out of all seven names. Just one. Frederick or David.
Blossom.
One, two, three.
Oh, oh my God.
One, two, three. Evelina. Blossom. I changed it because you ruined the game.
I actually thought if I had to choose one of their full names that I would go with Finn, Barnaby, Boo, because I love how it sounds.
Okay. Right.
Oh, stress. Okay. You're such a cat. I'm going to change it. It's a good job with sisters.
This is like board game. Oh. If we'd have had a glass of wine right now, oh. I think one of us would have stormed outside.
We need a glass of wine.
It's like Christmas Day falling out. Okay, should we do Naomi's favourite next?
Yeah.
Shall I read it out? Or do you want to read it out?
No.
Naomi's favourite. Okay, this is a good one. Name of her first celebrity crush. So Naomi's favourite, the name of her first celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll count to three and we say it at the same time.
Okay.
Or should I do 3, 2, 1? Or 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3.
Okay. What? 1, 2, 3.
Jason Donovan.
Oh my God.
It was so good.
We are. What's so wrong good. With us? We get so excited about these games. Okay.
It's because we're out on our own.
Estelle, we've got no kids. We're playing our baby name game. We're living our best life.
So we play this card game, don't we, the four of us?
Oh, my God, yes.
It's so stressful. We have to drink, one time we drank a whole bottle of gin. Do you remember?
No, I do not, but it sounds like an amazing night. Well, that was the night when Henrik had the whole pack of cards. You know how you give out seven and Henrik had the entire pack and no one noticed because we must have drank all the gin.
It's because I bought all that gin at Duty Free going to Sweden. Oh, so I thought you couldn't buy any alcohol in Sweden. You can buy alcohol in Sweden. Well, it's just very expensive.
Yes.
And then we've got no stop button. So the four of us just absolutely hammered.
We had to keep playing. And that is us now. This is a 4-hour podcast. Okay. Oh, this is a hard one. SJ's favourite biblical name. Name from the Bible.
Mm.
You got one?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Genesis.
Noah.
Oh! Oh, I don't believe you.
It wasn't really, but I was going with your favourite name in the Bible, thinking you would say your own, and then it would be...
Oh!
But I wouldn't have gone Genesis.
Oh, what would you go for then?
I was thinking maybe Ezra.
Oh, yeah, I love Ezra.
No one likes Noah. But I love Noah for a girl.
Oh, so do I.
Is what I was thinking. Mm. Okay, well, we've got a few good
Quite
names
Quite a few
out
extra rules to this game that weren't declared at the beginning.
She said, I'm still the winner. There's no winners. There's no losers. Oh, okay. It's just a psychic connection.
Just a funny little ditto game between sisters.
Just a light-hearted.
There is no such thing. I've got two girls. There is no such thing.
Someone's going to storm out. Right. Naomi's favourite name of one of her friends.
Oh, wait. Now, let me think a second.
So
okay.
On your friendship group,
yeah.
Who has the best name?
In fairness, we've all got pretty crap.
Oh, 80s
names.
Okay, so Naomi's favourite name from one of her best friends. 3, 2, 1.
Genevieve.
Yay! That's Genevieve Jones Hernandez. Well
done. Try spelling that.
Did you enjoy that game?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed that game.
Fun.
So if anyone wants to play along at home or send us any questions, we could do that again, couldn't we, live on Instagram? Because I reckon people can't wait.
We could do that again after 2 bottles of wine.
Yeah. Imagine Henrik and Lee. We're not going to play cards anymore. We're going to play Naomi's favourite name game.
Hate it. Right. Three sisters and we all love the same name. Mm-hmm. So they must have lovely games like this.
Yeah, they must.
We have a baby name dilemma.
Oh, no.
My husband and I are expecting a little girl in 5 weeks and I'm struggling to decide on a name. We have loads of boys' names that we agree on. That's unusual, isn't it? Oscar, Alfred, they'd call him Freddie.
Yeah, cute.
Edward, and they'd call him Ted.
Those are like all my favourite names.
Yeah, and me.
Because Freddie was either going to be Freddie or Oscar, and if Naomi had a boy, Ted.
Yeah. Actually, I really like using Freddie as a nickname for Alfred.
Alfred,
I've never thought of that.
It's really nice.
I'm not psychic, obviously. I love the name Matilda and Claudia. Oh,
and if Freddie was a girl, he was going to be called Matilda.
There we go.
Wait,
this is our kin. Who's this? Is this our psychic sister that we haven't met before?
She is. She says three sisters, but she is maybe at the end of the reveal.
Oh, my goodness. My husband doesn't love the shortenings of Matilda. My favourite is Tilda, but don't love Tilly. I agree, actually. I like Tilda. And doesn't love the oo sound in Claudia. Ah, so it's the oo sound,
He doesn't like Claudia.
Okay. He likes the name Isabel, Hannah, and Imogen.
Or do you think it's Some people say Claudia, though.
Oh,
I guess he means Claudia. And he likes Isabel, Hannah, and Imogen. Yeah, nice.
Matilda is currently the front runner, but my sisters have both said they wanted the name.
Isn't that funny? So she said, I'm having the name Matilda, and both sisters have said, we want that name. So are they naming? It doesn't sound like they're having an argument or that they're laying claim to it, but they all like that name. So she doesn't go with it. Basically, what she's thinking is, if I don't go with that, I'll have a niece Matilda, and which is nice. But also, will I always feel sad that I didn't have
Matilda? Someone's got to go for it. And it sounds like if she's the first one having a baby girl, that really, rightly, that's sort of where it should land, isn't it, of the three? Because one of them's got to use it. They can't all give up on it if they like it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gifted you a name.
Gifted?
Well, not gifted, but, you know, in fairness,
sloppy.
I'd have been like,
wouldn't want your sloppy seconds, thank you very much.
And as the older sister, I would have led the way Have you got any name suggestions that are similar to Matilda or any shortenings of Matilda that are nice? Not too keen on super girly name nicknames.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Sisters in Crisis, I'm calling them.
Oh, yeah, that's much better. So I thought if she likes, we're obviously on a very similar page. Mm. Matilda and Claudia, how about a mix? A mashup, of Cordelia. Cordelia. Mm. I really, really like Cordelia. It's got lovely names. It's a Shakespearean name. It's a bit more rare than Matilda as well, whereas there's lots of Matildas. If she has the concerns that many people do about this one in her class, there's Matildas in nearly every year that the kids have been in school. Mm. There's always a Matilda or a Tilly. I quite liked that she could have the nickname. She doesn't like the girly nicknames. And I like Cora. It isn't too girly.
Yeah.
Even Dee Dee, because we always say a double thing.
Yeah.
Or even Leah, like Cordelia. The only thing I thought with it is he doesn't like the O in Claudia.
Yes.
And Cordelia is kind of similar, but it's not the A-U, Cordelia.
Weirdly for me, it's much stronger in Cordelia.
Really?
Because it's sound. Yeah.
Yeah, I did know.
I find it harder.
Well, he might not, hopefully, but I really love the name Cordelia. The other name that I've gone with, because she likes the Tilda, and we've got quite similar imagery, which I also like, Isabel, is Ingrid.
Yeah, beautiful.
Which we've talked about, I'm sure, before. It's a Scandinavian name. I wanted to say it again because it was really high on my list.
Yes.
And we've got really similar names. And it means beloved or beautiful. And they like that I sound without being super duper girly.
Yes.
And Ingrid is not super duper girly. It's super duper cool.
It is.
And quite edgy. And she likes kind of Isabel, really popular. Imogen, lovely, but she probably would be Immy, which is probably a bit girly. Whereas Ingrid, stronger.
Stronger.
I like quite Inga.
I love Inga and I love Ingrid.
Yeah.
I prefer Ingrid to Matilda, interestingly. Yeah. But for you, of those three names, would Matilda still be your top spot?
No, I've kind of, funnily enough, because I know so many Matildas now, it doesn't feel like mine anymore because I know so many Matildas. Mm. It boomed when Freddie was born.
Mm.
The last one I've gone with is Harriet.
Yeah, love Strong
Harriet. Strong name, means home ruler. So she likes Hannah. He likes Hannah, sorry. So I thought Harriet.
I like Hannah.
Mm. She might prefer Harriet to Hannah. Love Hannah, but I felt like Hattie.
Yes,
not
super
too girly.
Cool.
Even Hetty,
yeah,
I like. Or she might even like Harry as the nickname. So, yeah, those are some good choices there. Do they beat Matilda for you, Naomi?
And they do. They do. I'm not a huge fan of Matilda.
Yeah.
I do really like Tilda and I do really like the nickname Tilly, to the point that I'd probably do a standalone on either of them over Matilda.
Yeah.
And I'd let your sisters have it and I would go with Ingrid.
Ingrid with Inga.
I think it's so cool.
Ingrid and Matilda as cousins is cute.
Really cool.
Hope you like one. Let us know.
Yeah. Triplet name crisis. three babies to name. My dream. Not having three babies is my dream, but
yeah, just
naming the three
bit,
babies.
The podcast naming them. Yeah. This is the bit we're comfortable
with. Just this lighthearted knowing you're looking
after them. That'll go home for a bottle of gin and a game of cards.
Okay, I hope you are well. I'm emailing you on my own baby name dilemma. I have two little girls already and I'm pregnant right now having triplets. Cue panic.
You'll be fine.
I wanted to ask you for your advice with names.
Yeah, here for you.
Just some information. I have two girls already. My eldest is named Moon Florence.
Yeah, isn't that unique?
Yeah, it is. And we did Moon on the Grid this week, so that's really a coincidence there. And the second is named Willow Elsbeth.
Beautiful.
I like pretty unique spiritual names, but I'm really stuck with these triplets. I'm having two boys and a girl. My issue is that a lot of my current favourites sound too similar to Moon or Willow. Also, my partner is not loving any of my ideas this time around. He's obviously quite a free spirit with names because he's gone with Moon and Willow.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not against unique names. We know. And she's actually put, I mean, our kid is called Moon. He just isn't vibing with my ideas. But of course, he's not bringing any other names to the table. Lol. Do you think he's overwhelmed with three babies coming?
I don't reckon that she really is.
Gone a little bit into his shell.
Do you think she's really laughing out loud? I don't.
No. No laughing with triplets on the way. My husband, too, would not suggest any names. When we were having one, he did a lot of quiet thinking. He went, our lives are going to change a lot.
Yeah, just with one. I mean, that's going from a family of four to a family of four plus three, which somebody would do the math.
Yeah. Lucky seven is what she's saying, guys. Anyways, here are some of the ideas currently, so you can get an idea of our name vibe.
Well, I think we got it.
We've got it.
Well, let's hear the names. They're beautiful.
Okay. Shiloh, Juno,
yeah.
Augusta, Mavis, which is, stands out for me in that list.
Songbird name that I love.
Beautiful. Elsie and Sky for the girls. For boys, I love. Is it Fionn?
It's just Finn, I think, but that's the Irish spelling, I think.
Dash, Gideon, Theo, Hugo, Ozzy, and...
Michaelo.
I'm so glad you said that. Okay.
And then what's funny is she says she'd appreciate if the name didn't end in a hard O, especially if it's two syllables. And I was like,
Michaelo.
Theo and Hugo.
And Michaelo.
Juno.
Never heard of Michaelo before.
They are beautiful. Mm. And I can't even... The names are gorgeous. Sometimes, I guess, if you like really rare names, you're competing with yourself almost to
Absolutely.
Go more and more rare. And then you can't have Moon and then maybe, you know, Theo. They might just... feel a bit not fully out there, particularly when you've got five kids.
Now you've just said that, I don't see Moon and Mavis going together particularly well.
Moon and Mavis. I actually do. I feel like that's the Etsy brand right there.
Oh, okay.
Moon and Mavis.
Okay.
But I love Mavis because of the songbird thing.
Yeah.
So I've got some cool as anything names.
Cool.
Are you ready? I'm feeling cool.
I am ready to hear these amazing
names. So she has said that she doesn't want them to match thematically. Mm. She just wants a blend of names. So she doesn't care that they go, just wants them to sound similar, no matching initials. So I'm going to just go through a bunch of names. She can pick them and the people listening at home can either pick other names that match them or combine them.
Great idea.
So I loved the name Vesper. For her, because it means evening star. So really, really nice. So she's got Moon and Willow. And I think Vesper sounds really nice.
I'm
trying to kind of keep it. It sounds spiritual, which is the kind of name that she says she likes. Obviously, there's the Vesper bike as well, but it sounds cool and different, like she's got with the others a little bit. She likes the S sound as well, I've noticed. A lot of the names that she was saying were like, Dash, Ozzy, and these sort of S sounds for the children. Mm. So I did like Silas as well, which we talked about before. So Silas could then be linking to Willow. So she could have Vesper, so she's got the moon and the evening star. Silas means man of the woods. Mm. So quite cool as well. So she could kind of link to moon and Willow through meaning.
Really nice.
And kind of look at moon and star and things like that.
Yeah.
Because I do think if you've got five children... it's nice if you're struggling to kind of think about linking through the meanings.
Yeah.
So I found this name, which I'm sure came up when a couple of episodes ago we did the Name Buried DNA quiz, and I'd never heard it before. And it's named Camellia.
Yes.
Did it come up on that quiz?
I feel
like it did at some point. So camellia, what I love about it, it's a flower associated with the moon.
Wow.
So it's, I was looking at this recently about tarot cards. Because I was wondering about doing like a tarot name list.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So she is the high priestess who's associated with the moon, memory and intuition. So maybe who we were channeling in our game earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Camellia. Camellia. I don't know how you said it, but I think it's camellia. Really nice. I've never heard it before. And I think it would be quite nice to have a flower of the moon
so
with a girl.
Beautiful.
Because then she's got willow, moon. Her second daughter would be the flower of the moon.
Yes.
And then the boys have got these nature star type of names. So I quite like Vesper, Silas and Camellia. I had a couple of other names, which were, she seems to like thing names, doesn't she? Like moon is a
strong
thing. Willow is a thing.
Yes.
So I found this name because she's Ukrainian, she says. So I found this really cool name because I quite like Cosmo as a name.
Yes.
And the Ukrainian name for the cosmos or the universe is Kuzma. K-U-Z-M-A. Kuzma. And I think it looks quite cool. I showed you written down. It's like that. K-U-Z-M-A.
Yeah, it looks better.
M-A. Kuzma. Maybe it doesn't. Now I've said it out loud a few times, I feel like it doesn't sound.
It looks good written down, though,
I really liked it looking down, like Cosmos.
Yeah.
Or you just go Cosmos, but with the K from the Ukrainian.
That's a cool idea.
It looks quite cool.
Yeah.
Kuzma, thought it looked quite cool. But yeah, I'm not loving it so much saying out loud. One of the most popular girl names, so she hasn't got any Ukrainian girl names, but she said that she wanted Ukrainian middle spot, was the name Zlata. Zlata. Mm. So this Kuzma and Zlata, while they might sound really unusual to us, they are Ukrainian names. So probably her family would probably say them a bit better, Zlata. And I like it because it means gold or
that's
golden.
Beautiful.
So quite cool. And then I thought the third twin could just be called Golden.
Yes, so
or
sweet.
Or Goldie.
Yes.
So you basically have your universe, Zlata meaning gold, and then Golden. Because people actually love the name at the moment. We went a bit Goldie crazy. Everyone's jumping onto Golden now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm stuck on Goldie.
Yeah, no, a few people, when they've messaged me their name list, it's now Golden
really?
For a boy. And it's kind of a lot of people are finding it in their family tree.
Gosh.
So that's where I've got to, is hopefully she found something there interesting for her triplet name crisis.
I know,
unique
that's
spiritual
amazing.
Names with a Ukrainian twist is my speciality.
And don't forget that we did mention that we had Moon come up interestingly this week on Instagram. So that'll be on the grid. And do look underneath there in the comments because people do put some great suggestions on there. So it's a really good place to always find names. Okay, can I love a name third time around?
Oh, dear.
Hi from Scandinavia.
Hello.
I love your YouTube channel and podcast.
We've been quite high in the Swedish chart.
Have we?
That's why getting all these Scandi
I
names.
I feel absolutely thrilled about that. Every time you say something like that, makes me feel like really cool.
We were number one in Bermuda.
Wow. I'm thrilled about
bought
that.
Bought myself celebratory Bermuda pants.
If only I'd ever been there. I'd like to go. I love your YouTube channel and podcast. Have I said that twice?
Well, just keep saying
just
it.
Just keep saying it. I'm just doing it. Put it out there. I need help finding a baby name for our third baby due in November. It's a girl. Congrats. I already have a daughter, Cornelia, and a son, Elliot, and I love their names. Unfortunately, I don't love them when they got them. I liked them. And I've grown into loving them.
Yeah, so she somehow she sort of had the names and she had to grow into loving them, which I find really, I don't know who came up with the names or she came up with them, but she just was like, they're okay.
Do you know what though? I think that's nice because better that than loving them and going off them.
Oh, yeah.
So truly, I think that's... There we go.
What an insight.
What an insight. It's the same thing this time. I like a lot of names, but I just don't know if I love them. It just never feels like it's my daughter's name and I need help. I need a name that works in Scandinavia and in English. Names I like are Erica, Oda, Odette and Lydia. I don't like made up names. By the way, she needs a middle name as well. Love, Teen.
Tina, I think it is.
Tina, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a hard one. But I'm wondering if she needs to give herself a bit of grace and think that she's maybe just not the type of person who falls in love with the name until it's associated with...
The love of a child.
Yeah, the baby. Because it's like,
and they
in
embody
theory,
it.
Like, you know, I love names, Naomi.
Yeah, but
show
so do
me
I.
a name on a bit of paper.
Yeah, and but I know it. What she means.
But I think that a lot of people, it's like, why would I love the name unless there's like, you know, I love a dress and a picture. Do I really love that dress? Like, it's like picking a wedding dress.
Did you feel that you loved your baby names before they were here?
Well, not so much
because I felt resigned to Summer because Lee really wanted it and championed it so much, and I loved Dorothea Rose.
Yeah.
But I sort of, but I really like it for her. And then the same, I had the change up with Lottie at the end. I loved Love Day. So I've always really loved my brave middle names, if you like.
Yes.
But the first name, I find it just such a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
That I don't fall into them until it's sort of fake and plea and done.
And
then
yeah.
they're there and that's their names.
And I think if that's been your pattern, that you've liked them and grown to love them, that will be your pattern again.
Exactly.
Don't try to change your feelings about the names, but go with something you really, really like and go, oh, you know, I will, it will feel like it lands a bit later. Because sometimes that's just the way it is.
Mm.
So I found some names. They're all actually L names because I was looking at her names with Cornelia. I thought it was quite nice because I've never really heard it much, but the nicknames are quite nice because it's a lot of people like Connie. But
yes.
don't like Constance. And I thought actually Cornelia is quite a good nickname. And also we like Nell. But
I reckon
like
when you did
Eleanor.
Your DNA test that you like, because I love Constance.
Yes, I do. I liked Constance and Prudence and all of those ones. Mm. But Cornelia is quite nice. Then Elliot. So I've gone with L sounds for
yeah.
her, because I think that if she's grown to love those ones, maybe it's this sort of something in there that I could pull out that she likes. So maybe seeing as she's having a November baby and she's over in Scandinavia, she could go with the Finnish name Lumi,
yes.
which means snow.
Sweet.
Really nice. And she might feel more connected having such a connected Scandinavian name
mm.
that's really connected to the time when she's born. She'd yeah. be holding the baby, looking around in the snow. And it might just feel a little bit more her baby's
I love the
name
idea of
because
that name.
It's the winter name.
Yeah, I love it.
The other name that I quite liked was Lilia. Lilia, mm. so it's L-I-L-J-A, and it means lily. And I felt like with Cornelia and Elliot, it kind of matches them a little bit with Lilia. And I felt like it's maybe softer, where she's got Erica and Oda and Odette. I'm not too sure she's going to really love them because they're a bit stronger than the other names that she's got. I really liked Lydia from her list,
yes,
and we
I
talked
do.
About it before.
Mm.
But I wondered if the trick for Tina is maybe she's missing this stronger bit of the name that she's kind of, she's a Tina
mm.
and it's quite a strong name. So she might like something like Lotta,
mm.
bit stronger. So
yes,
she's
beautiful.
Got quite gentle with Cornelia, Elliot. They're
yes.
quite soft, where she's used to. And with something about this, I was talking to somebody recently about names. It wasn't nominative determinism where your name goes on to define who you become, but they were drawn to names that are similar to our name.
Yes.
Because it connects with us
of
more.
Course.
It sounds like a bit like us.
Yeah.
So she might like something a bit stronger, like Lotta.
Yes.
Like she's Tina.
Yes.
It feels more like her.
Yeah.
More what she's used to. So I thought she's missing the T maybe. She's got Elliot, Cornelia, Elliot, Lotta.
Mm.
Maybe that's where I've got to for you, Tina. But my main thing I wanted to say to you is, let's not put pressure on ourselves to always be the type of person who can fall in love, 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 love with a name. Go with a name that you like. You'll get there as you know, get to know the baby.
And she has had experience of falling in love with a name. So she just got to.
Yes.
Yeah. She's going to get there. OMG.
OMG.
Gender changed. And now we're utterly confused.
Can't believe
it. Love your channel. And I was hoping you'd be able to help us name our baby girl due in August. We're stumped. Our first blood test said a boy, then ultrasound, a subsequent blood test has said a girl. So now we're utterly confused on a girl's name. So
yeah.
as we weren't prepared for
I can
her.
Really understand that because so many people get such a gut feeling about what they're having.
Yeah.
And then, and actually I think it's why a lot of people do find out because it's hard to bond with the baby. You don't know what you're having.
Mm.
And then if this shift, if you're so convinced, and we had this a little bit where Henrik was so convinced that Evelina was a girl, and I was just so not sure and kind of thought it was going to be a boy. It gets a bit irritating
yeah.
because he's almost seeing this one baby and I'm
yes.
seeing a different baby. And I'm like, it's
yeah.
a bit odd because we're trying to pick these names. So it is really confusing. And I wonder how many people that's happened to.
Oh,
the
I
gender's
think loads.
Changed.
Loads. I like French and uncommon names like Emmanuel, Noel and Violet. My husband is a school teacher, which makes him picky and self-confessed likes boring names. He suggested Jessica, Amanda and Maggie. Oh, I had Maggie on my list. I didn't think it was boring. Our surname is pronounced shot.
Yes.
So we're avoiding harsh sh and t sounds. So we don't use, so we wouldn't use the violet. Feminine as well as strong is what I'm looking for. Ideally not in the top 20 and not too modern or unusual for hubby either. Please help.
Yes. So I will help. So the first name I came up with, funnily enough, was the name Natalie.
Oh.
So I thought, I haven't heard the name Natalie for a while. I was looking
since
around.
Since I said it last episode.
Did you?
Well, my best friend, Natalie.
Oh, yes. I did. I just heard it just a minute ago. I heard the name Natalie. Well, I haven't heard it on other people's lists for a while. So no. I was thinking Noelle, Violet with these T's. And I was kind of looking around. Not boring names, but just really classic names, Natalie. But then I thought, does it sound like, after thinking it was a boy, it's like, Natahee.
Oh.
So she could be, why were you called Natalie? Because I was Natahee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could be a funny story.
Oh, God.
But wasn't sure, but it made me laugh. Then I thought, oh, better to say what I'm thinking. So then I moved on a little bit to French, and I've gone with Valerie.
Yeah,
so I think Valerie's really nice. In the middle of her French, Violet, not using the T because of the last name sounding like shot. Not super unique, Valerie.
You know what I want to do, don't you?
I know you want to sing a song.
Yeah, I do.
Go on then. Get it out.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I've actually put here, nice song. Nice song as well, because I think that puts you onto songs.
I think if there was a song out there that you really like with a name in, and in fact, we've only talked about this last night because that's what we're like, this is our chit chat. I was like, could a song sell a name to you?
Yes,
a few. So Valerie definitely does.
Yes.
I like Cecilia for the same reason.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've got I actually weirdly am not mad keen on this boy's name. However, give me a kitchen disco, Pink Martini, not drink them. It's a band called Pink Martini.
Yeah.
And their song, Hey Eugene, which we have danced to a lot in the past.
Oh, yeah, you love
hey
that
Eugene,
song.
Hey Eugene,
yes,
do
yes,
you remember
yes.
me? And that makes me love Eugene.
Yes.
So Valerie, absolutely super cool because of the song, I think.
Really cool because of the song.
Yeah.
And in that sweet spot where teachers are notoriously and find it impossible to pick a name because I hear so many, but I feel like it's not, everyone knows it.
Yeah.
Easy to spell, easy to say, hits her French vibes. And her name is Elise. And I always think that putting their names together, like Elise
so
and Valerie,
sweet.
Sound really nice,
really
don't they?
Really sweet.
I also got two more to finish the podcast.
Go, go, go.
Could be Olive.
Yes.
So he's saying boring, just straight up names, but she's saying she wants something a little bit more unique and uncommon. Olive has got that Frenchness to it.
Yes, it does.
It's a bit of a, you know, either love it or hate it, but it's not Olivia, which is the number one name over here. Olive is a bit more unique. I actually think she's saying she quite likes these stronger names. I actually think it's a bit stronger than, because she's saying not too modern. So I feel like it's a bit stronger than Olivia. It's got a bit more kind of girl power to it.
Yeah.
And the last one I have is the name Maeva. M-A-E-V-A.
Beautiful.
So popular at the moment.
Oh, is
it? Maeve, well, not like as in use so much. I know some places around the world it is, but it's a French name, variation of the Irish Maeve, which has become really popular. And why I loved it is it means welcome. Mm. And this baby girl is so welcome after this big shift that they've had. Big gender change. It's almost like saying, welcome, baby girl. You were always here. We just didn't know.
My Maeva. Oh, Maeva is a beautiful name.
Beautiful,
I love it.
And that's the end of episode number 20. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we've done 20 episodes.
No.
It's been so much fun.
I'm so thrilled.
Absolutely love it. Do come back next Sunday for another episode of Baby Name Envy, the podcast. There is loads in the back series. You'll find something to go back and listen to. If you have run out of baby names, inspo, you will find me every single Monday on YouTube, SJ Strum, doing new name lists for inspiration. And as we've mentioned, we have Baby Name Envy, the Instagram, for daily inspo. We will see you soon. Take care. Let us know when all these babies arrive, and we'll speak to you next Sunday. Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.